What's up, St. Louis? It's your host, Luke Farrell of the STL Bucket List Show. The STL Bucket List Show is driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Bomarito is Missouri's number one car dealership with over 20 locations, so I guarantee that there's one in your neighborhood. Since the 1970s, Bomarito has sold over 1 million cars, and John and the entire team made us feel completely comfortable when we picked up our new vehicle recently for the family. So I can't thank the Bomarito team enough for driving this episode forward, and enjoy the show. For 50 years, Bankhead & Firth Orthodontics has been proudly serving the vibrant St. Louis community. As a family-owned and operated practice since day one, the commitment to excellence and personalized care runs deep. They believe in giving back to the wonderful people of St. Louis who have entrusted them with their smiles. Step into the five locations across St. Louis with modern offices equipped with the latest orthodontic technology. Their three amazing doctors are dedicated to providing top-notch, innovative treatments tailored just for you. Join us in celebrating 50 years with Bankhead & Firth Orthodontics, where your family becomes a part of theirs. Schedule your free consultation today and let them help you achieve the confident, gorgeous smile that you deserve. Because in St. Louis, your smile is your legacy.
If you want to hear about St. Louis, tune into the Bucket List Show weekly. Hear what Marissa and Luke say. It drops every Wednesday. Got a dope new guest every single week. Buckle up for the ride. Who's it gonna be? Who's on the show today? They rep St. Louis. What to do in the loo on a late night, or maybe what to do on a date night? Yeah, Bucket List has you covered. They know what's going on. What's going on? They'll give you, hey, 18 different things to do, or 19 if you need one more to choose. Yeah, this city is a place we call home. A place we call home. Yeah.
What's up, St. Louis? It's your host, Luke Farrell of the STL Bucket List Show. Marissa has one more week. She will be back off maternity leave soon. So I know you guys are really excited to hear her. I know we have a good time together when we're talking to you. But we got a very special guest in the studio today. I just want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in every single Wednesday when we drop. Our show has continued to grow. We're up over 100 plus episodes now. And we really just focus on highlighting the people, places, and events that make St. Louis special. Those include the people that are starting businesses in here in St. Louis, and entrepreneurs, artists, creatives, spanning all different industries. So without further ado, I want to introduce my guest. We have Danny Define in the studio today. You guys might know him from the radio. You know, he's a stand-up comic I hear now, but he also is one of the owners of Buy Blue Light as well. So, man of many jobs.
Yeah, true renaissance man, Luke. Can I call you Luke, by the way?
Yeah.
So I've been calling you Luke all day, but you said Lucas. So it's like the Danny Daniel thing.
I know.
You know, people
it's
like,
business,
what do I call
it's
you?
Lucas. Like when I like email people, like your email's Daniel, but like everybody calls you Danny. It's like, it's so hard to like know what like you want it. And then people are like, what do you, I'm like, I don't care either way, but I do go by Luke. So Luke's cool.
I'm like, I've been called worse. They're like, is it Daniel? Is it Dan? Danny? Yeah. It's like, yeah, I've been called way worse. So whatever, you take your pick. But yeah, man, I'm thrilled to be here and excited. This is the big time, the STL bucket list. So,
I know, man.
And this is where I'm comfortable, behind a microphone, as you mentioned in the intro there. Thank you. Yeah, stand-up comedy, you've done radios. I'm sure a lot of your listeners, your audience, we've crossed paths in one form or the other over the years.
Exactly. So before we get straight into it, I want to hear a little bit about your journey. So the cool thing about our show is we like to hear the roots to St. Louis. It's the where'd you go to high school question. It's the, you know, where'd you grow up? How'd you end up in this industry? So give us a little backstory on you growing up. Tell us about your childhood and kind of what led you to adulthood.
Yeah. Well, born and raised in St. Charles, so right out here in the suburbs. Went to Francistown North High School, class of 2011. Shout out Knights. I actually just did a high school walkthrough at Francistown North. They're demolishing the whole thing next week.
Really?
Which is a little sad. It
the
was
whole
bittersweet.
School? The whole school. Redoing the whole school?
Yeah, the whole school. Oh. They're building the new one right next door, and this thing looks like an airport. I mean, it is like the biggest high school you've ever seen.
Wow.
I think they went like $80 million over budget.
Wow.
So if you live in if you live in St. Charles County and your taxes are a little bit higher now you know why. But yeah, graduated there 2011, went to play baseball down in good old Farmington, Missouri, right after graduation, and then ended up at Mizzou, went to mass media, journalism school, just focused on getting my degree and graduated from Mizzou in 2016.
Yeah.
And after that, moved back here, was with my parents for about 6 months. And I'm like, you know what, after living on your own in college, coming back, living with mom and dad, no offense to them, they're great people, but it just was, you know, I was in a weird kind of, wasn't my element. So then I moved down to the Central West End, lived down there for 4 or 5 years, great time. It was down there when the Blues won the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. It was popping. Everything was just crazy electric. And then COVID happened and I moved out to, I'm in Cottleville now. Mm-hmm. So way out west. Yeah. I feel like I'm on an island there sometimes. There's probably people that listen to this show that are like, I never go west of 270.
Exactly.
But yeah, out there and been in media the last 7-8 years doing radio. Did a lot of TV commercials for the different companies here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people watching, I might look familiar. I was the Napa Auto Parts guy for the longest time.
I remember that one.
Yeah, yeah. So if you watch Cardinals Blues games on Bally's, it would cut into commercial break and you would see this hunk, you know, under the hood looking like I knew what I was doing, and which
so
is
funny.
So you
were selling the ad and then you were also like, I'll also be the talent.
Exactly.
The same time. So
yeah.
You were double dipping there a little bit.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. So yeah, I mean, media in general, I mean, we're in media as well. So we know the ups and downs that comes with that. But while being in media, you also started a business called High Blue Light.
Yeah.
And we're wearing them right now.
We are. So you look good in those, by the way.
They're kind of brown. These are like them nice joints. Like, I mean, with the brown, but if you guys are watching on YouTube, you can kind of see the lights reflecting off of my glasses. Mm-hmm. But really, I've been interested in blue light glasses. They've been around for a little bit. Mm-hmm. They used to sell the cheap ones at the gas station, or they would sell some on Amazon. But when you're working a desk job, you're looking at these screens for 6, 7, 8 hours a day. So explain me the mission of Buy Blue Light. How did it start? Tell us about kind of your partners in this and what you guys are doing.
Yeah. So started this company. We launched officially in January of 2023. Now, 2022 is when we came up with the idea. When I say we, it was myself and my best friend who I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. I've known him since 10, 11 years old. We heard that a friend of ours, his brother-in-law was doing drop shipping on Shopify. And I forgot what the product was, like furniture or plants, pots, things, just whatever, little rinky-dink stuff around the house. But the guy was doing really well. And not only was he doing well financially, but he had his freedom. He was able to quit his corporate job, go work from wherever, whenever. All he needed was a laptop and a cell phone. And we started looking into this, my partner and I, about drop shipping and starting a Shopify store. But then we had to think, okay, what's the product going to be? Because that's a crucial part, obviously, when you're starting the business. What's a good product that we can sell, that we can market? And we decided on blue light glasses. Now, we didn't invent those. As you mentioned, blue light glasses have been around for 10, 15 years, but I'm a believer in them. I've worn them my whole life, really. Anytime I'm sitting behind a screen, because I would get headaches, I'd get some like eye strain. Mm-hmm. So I'm a believer in the product, and it's lightweight. It's easy to ship. There's not a whole lot of liability behind it. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, this is a product that anybody could use, especially as we get further in the digital age, when we're staring at screens for 7, 8, 9 hours a day. It's only going to get worse the further we march into the future. So it just made a lot of sense. Again, I believed in the product. I knew that it was only going to be in more demand as we get further along the path here. Mm-hmm. And we landed on blue light glasses. We launched, like I said, in January of 2023. But really, our turning point as a company and what separates us from the competition, because again, we didn't invent these. Mm-hmm. We really got in big in college esports. Mm-hmm. And that came in about 2 or 3 months after we launched. One of our other friends from high school, who's an entrepreneur, he actually helped start an esports team here in St. Louis at Lindenwood University. He's like, guys, you're doing blue light glasses. Like, your whole mission is to protect people that are staring at screens all day. You need to look at esports, particularly college esports, because if your audience doesn't know, so video games, all these colleges now have video game teams where a lot of these kids, these let's call them esport athletes, they're on scholarship to go play Valorant or Fortnite or Mario
Something
Kart.
Something that like even 10 years ago when we were going to college would just blow our minds to go to college to play Call of Duty or Fortnite or something.
It's, I know.
It's crazy.
We always, my partners and I always say, because we grew up as traditional athletes. We played baseball, football, hockey, all that stuff. And we're like, man, if that would have been around 10 years earlier, we might have gone to college on a scholarship for video games. Because that, what do you do in between practice? What do you do after games? You hang out, you play video games, and it's a passion of ours growing up. So it just made a lot of sense, not only from a business standpoint, but from a passion standpoint. Mm-hmm. We're gamers. We love working with these college players, these college partners. Mm-hmm. And it was a wide open vertical. Nobody in the blue light industry was even looking at gamers, specifically college gamers. Mm-hmm. So fast forward to today, about a year after we really went that route, We have over 60 college partners. We just got back about 3 weeks ago from Penn State. We had our first ever esport tournament at Penn State's basketball arena, which never, I had high expectations for this company, but not in my wildest dreams did I think we'd be at a D1 basketball arena
like
with
a
all
historic,
of our,
historic college, like right, amazing right. arena, and you're just there hosting a tournament for glasses.
I would have been thrilled to be, you know, at Fontbonds Rec Center, and here we are a year into the business,
right?
And we've been able to move mountains. We passed legislation here in the state of Missouri, so every October 10th now is going to be Blue Light Awareness Day. Yeah. We're working with a lobbyist up in Jeff City, our capital, to get that pushed through because really our products are secondary. The main focus of Buy Blue Light, our mission is to create awareness and education around, hey, what is blue light? What are some of the nasty side effects from blue light? Mm-hmm. And how can we prevent that and take proactive measures to safeguard our vision and our mental health and everything else that comes along with it? So it's been a fun ride a year into it. We've met with over 60, we have over 60 college partners. We've met with hundreds of college programs and it's still wide open, but we've made a pretty good dent already in the first year.
So you mentioned esports and you mentioned that vertical. It's like, so are these special glasses or are these the same glasses for the esports teams?
So one of the things,
because vision is big for those guys. They're
absolutely.
Dude, I don't like this in my peripheral. Like I need like goggles.
Right. Well, when we were first kicking around ideas for gaming glasses, we're like, wow, that would be really cool to have a headset, a night gear, you know, for Call of Duty, something that looks like a tactical military grade equipment.
Right.
But at the end of the day, what we found, as cool as that idea seemed, these players, they're wearing it for 9, 10, 11 hours a day. So they wanted something lightweight, something durable, something that's going to be form-fitting to their face, that's not going to be a distraction. So the way that we make our glasses, it's extremely lightweight, extremely durable. It's built to wear them all day long. One of the biggest compliments that we get on our glasses, and we have dozens of pairs on our website, we do full customization as well, which is another big talking point when we're meeting with colleges. These colleges now have jersseys that they wear. These esport athletes have jerseys, and we make the glasses with the school logo, the color, because we want it to look and feel like a part of the uniform. But one of the compliments that we get as far as the feel of the glasses, we'll have somebody come up to us and be like, I didn't even realize these were still on my face. We had a college kid that was gaming all day, and then he went to a wedding reception, I think, that night. And people were like, I didn't know you wore glasses. And he's like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, they're on your face. I completely forgot they were here because they're just lightweight, comfortable. And at the end of the day, the main mission is to protect your vision and block some of that harmful blue light. Like I said, whether it's headaches, whether it's digital eye strain, whether it's disrupted sleep patterns. So blue light actually is shown to suppress melatonin production. That's why a lot of doctors and health professionals, they say, hey, don't look at screens within 2 hours of going to bed, because that blue light coming from the artificial screen, it can really screw up your circadian rhythm and cause those disrupted sleep patterns.
That's interesting, because now we live in this, like, where I have my phone, my camera, we got cameras, all this stuff, but it's like, people are like on their phone in bed, laying in bed on their phone. They're working all day. I mean, I spend about 5 hours a day probably just behind the, just sending emails, just doing regular tasks, editing videos, editing photos, doing whatever. But I want to talk a little bit more about the side effects, because we don't have that much data. We might, I don't know if we do or not, because, you know, people haven't been addicted to screens up until like what, the last 10, 15 years anyway.
Right.
So like, what's that data look like? What are some of those side effects that we're seeing? Are we seeing those in adults, kids? It's like, what are some, talk to some of those.
Yeah. So there's already a ton of evidence and data coming out that supports this, that says blue light, again, the disrupted sleep patterns, the suppression of melatonin production, which can lead to a whole other side of health issues when you're not getting adequate sleep, but the digital eye strain, headaches, migraines. I actually had a good friend of mine, I think he's a good friend of yours too, that I used to work with, who he was in a bad car accident, and he had a concussion, and he told me, man, I've been trying to get back to work, staring at my laptop, doing paperwork after this concussion. And anytime I'm not wearing my blue light filtering glasses, I just get the worst migraines. But when I put them on, those side effects really come down. So while there's already a lot of evidence and data out showing the short-term side effects, it's still a very new phenomenon, right? Humans have been around for thousands of years, but it's only the last 10, 15, 20 years maybe that we've been exposed to this much screen time. Mm-hmm. So as we get further in the digital age, I believe, and our doctors believe, we have some board certified eye doctors on staff who are big believers of blue light and blue light blocking glasses. As we get further in the digital age, I think there's going to be more and more of this kind of, I don't want to say scary, but this concerning evidence mm-hmm. coming out showing the true impact that screens and the digital blue light that's produced from those screens, that impact that it has on people's overall well-being.
Right. That's so interesting. I mean, it's like one of those things. It's kind of like all these phenomenons that are out now. You have people vaping e-cigarettes. We don't know what that's going to do to people. We
yeah.
have people doing all these crazy things. But what you guys are doing, you're building this mission-based journey. And in entrepreneurship, you have to have a mission, because this stuff is really hard, man. It's hard to get up. It's hard to cold email. It's hard to yeah. do these sales calls each and every day with these schools. And really, you're hearing rejection a lot. So I want to talk more about the entrepreneurial journey, because not only are you partnering with, you know, friends, which, you know, that's the best and sometimes hard part of business when you're working with friends and mm-hmm. family, but tell us about some of those ups and downs. So you guys have only been at it for, I mean, I guess you technically a year, but you've been in the process for almost 2 years. But tell us about some of those ups and downs of that entrepreneurial journey, my guy.
Well, I would like to see a before and after picture from when I started the company until now. I've probably aged like 10 years. I feel like my skin, you know, my hair is all that, whatever.
Yeah.
It's stressful, man. There's a lot of long nights. There's a lot of long days. There's a lot of rejection. There's times where you're expecting something to go right, and there's just a massive curveball that's thrown your way and you have to scramble. And mm-hmm. the biggest thing that I could say is just having that even keel. Don't get too high, don't get too low, mm-hmm. because this is a long-term commitment. I think the internet has really screwed with people's expectations when it comes to being an entrepreneur,
right.
because you see these TikTok and Instagram influencers and, oh, buy my course, you could be rich by the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. You know, mm-hmm. you might maybe catch lightning in a bottle, and that's a very, very rare occasion though.
Right.
But when you commit yourself to entrepreneurship or starting a business or building anything really, mm-hmm. you have to understand going into it that this is going to, it's going to impact your life. It could impact your current day job. It could impact your relationships. It could impact your mental and emotional health. Mm-hmm. So I recommend it. It's been a fun journey, and we still have a ton of work to do.
Right.
But I would add the caveat where if you're not 100% in, and if you want to just go 1 foot in, 1 foot out, mm-hmm. it's not going to work out for you, because there's other people. There's millions of people now that want to start a business, mm-hmm. and they're working. If you're not going to put in the work and the time and the effort, there's plenty of people out there that will.
Right.
And you still have to have the product. You still have to have the right concept. But the work ethic and the dedication that goes into it, I cannot stress that enough, that it is, mm-hmm. it's a grind. It's mm-hmm. it's a battle day in and day out. And
people really, and you're absolutely right, you have to go all in. And that's what's hard about it, is because everybody wants this side hustle that's going to pay
yeah.
them X amount of money. But like, to be honest, I mean, I don't know if it's like this in your business, but we're going to be celebrating 5 years. So my full entrepreneurial journey started, I quit my full-time job February 2020, right before the panorama.
the panorama.
but
fun time, right?
Yeah.
To start your own
because
thing.
I quit and I was like, okay, I'm out. Like I was doing well, but then like I was in a business-to-business marketing, and like business shut down. Mm-hmm. So like I had quit at the worst possible time. But what I thought of that year or however long it was like, that was my initiation, my training. So mm-hmm. during that time I was training, nobody was going out, so I could live on a lot less money than mm-hmm. we could now. I didn't have any obligations. I wasn't even married at the time. So like I had a lot less, but like a lot of people, until you fully dive in 100%, that's the only way you're really going to see results. But until then, 3 years, so that's 3-4 years from now, I didn't really actually start taking a paycheck from the company until 3 years in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had to save money. I had to work other jobs
yep.
to find that time, because if I pull money from the business, then that affects our marketing spend. That affects our anything that you guys do.
Right.
Just to get a small check, where you might have to work a job you don't love, you know, while you're building the business, or you
yep.
might have to live on bare minimum.
Right.
And people don't understand that. Like, we could make videos all day about all of our successes, but we've had way more failures than success.
Mm-hmm.
And the emotional stress, you mentioned relationships, like my wife can tell you this, like being married to an entrepreneur is not as cool as it looks. It's not the freedom that you think it is where we're on vacation every month.
Right.
It's like, hey,
definitely not in the beginning.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe one day when you have the yacht and you know, you have the supercars, hopefully if it goes well, then it's fun. But yeah, it's
not easy being with an entrepreneur, man. Yeah. Like, because we're working, like when most people are checked out Friday at 4, mm-hmm. you know, we're still working on Saturday morning. We're still taking up doing emails. So being married to somebody that's an entrepreneur is definitely hard too. So, tell us about some of your successes though, because you guys mentioned the college. So whose idea was that to get into colleges? I know Matt was working with a lot of guys in recruiting and stuff like that too. So,
yeah. So when we launched again in January of 2023, it was really focused. Esports wasn't even on our radar. It was individuals, B2C. It was reaching out to local businesses where pretty much every business now, they have a workforce that's behind a computer screen all day.
Right.
So protecting their local work staff. Then esports, like I said, it came around April or May of 2023. So we're right at the year mark as far as really focusing on esports. Mm-hmm. And once Matt helped with, a company here or a college esport program here in St. Louis. And once I started looking into it, once my partner Brian started looking into esports and seeing how the global revenue right now for esports is $4.5 billion with a B.
Wow.
It's massive. Mm-hmm. And it's even bigger in Asia and in Europe. And it's really starting to blossom here in North America. Once we were looking at the trends and how this is expected to 5-6x by 2030, mm-hmm. where I don't know if you saw this last year, Maryville, who's a huge esport program in St. Louis, not in St. Louis, in North America, one of the top programs, they were actually working with the city on building like this $40-50 million gaming arena, mm-hmm. that looked like the Enterprise Center.
I didn't see that, but I know Maryville's big in esports.
Yeah, it fell through. I think actually Maryville declined. I don't know the exact details, but it didn't go through. But my point is, you're going to see in the next 5-10 years, if you have an esport team in your city, because there's professional teams now too, that could really put you on the map as a premier city, because that's the Gen Z and the younger generations, younger than us, millennials, mm-hmm. they look at esports like we would look at baseball growing up. You know,
right.
their idol, ours was Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina.
Yeah.
Their idol is some streamer on Twitch or on YouTube.
Lives in a completely other country that has like dyed hair,
right?
And wears a mask.
Right, right. Like Ninja. PewDiePie is another big influencer.
So now you know all these guys now because you work with
them. I'm hip now. Yeah. I'm cool. But it's funny because when you talk to somebody that's a little bit older than us, somebody in their 30s or 40s, and certainly above 40 years old, they hear esports and like, okay, what is that? Like, they're totally in the dark on it because it's such a new phenomenon. It's such a new sport that's emerging. But you talk to anybody under the age of 30 or 25 and the passion that these kids have around gaming. And I like it too, because a lot of these kids, let's say you're not 6'10", able to dunk a basketball or throw 95 miles an hour. You're not built like a linebacker.
Right.
They're now having an outlet in gaming where they can build that camaraderie, that teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
It really sets them up for life after college because they've learned those skills, how to strategize, how to work with other people, socialize.
How to travel with a group. Like when we played travel baseball, like you got close with people. You got to live independently.
Right.
But then when you're a video game guy, like back in the day, like if you were addicted to gaming, like you couldn't hang out with people
because
there was no spot. There was no space.
Right.
You know?
So now that it's a very inclusive industry. And you know, you could look at it one or two ways. You could be, oh, that's too bad. Kids aren't outside playing anymore. They're not riding bikes or playing football or baseball, which there's still plenty of that going on. But you could also look at it like I do and like my partners do. This is a wonderful opportunity for these kids to go on to college.
Right.
In some cases, get their college paid for because of an esports scholarship.
Right.
And then continue onwards after they graduate, whether they want to continue to game or they don't pick up another video game control in their life, those skills that they learned throughout their college career in esports is something they can take to the next level, wherever that may be.
So we talk about in business all the time, this aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have, you know, you're still in the infant stage of what you're doing, but did you guys have a time in your business over the past year where you like sat back and like something happened that was like, dude, like this is like real? Because at first it's like, you don't think it's real. You try not to talk about it too much with your family because it's just a little side thing. But like there was has to be a moment in the last year. Maybe it was one of the colleges that you closed that you guys like left that meeting. We're like, dude, mm-hmm. we're doing it. Did you have an aha moment?
I think the first big aha moment, we've certainly had a lot. And I keep telling the guys, we need to have a spreadsheet where we're documenting this, because when we have the documentary one day on Netflix, yeah. I want to make sure that this is all, you know, written yeah. down and we're right. remembering things correctly. Really our first collegiate partner about a month into esports, when they signed on the dotted line and we were able to provide all of our frames for their entire esport team, I think it was like 60 or 70 kids. That was really cool. The one that stuck out to me and my partners, our first really big household name esport partner, I believe it was Arizona, the Wildcats. Wow. And once we formed that partnership, it's like, wow, like this was, I think, 4 or 5 months into our esport journey as a company. And we just landed a Pac-12 school, one of the biggest brand name colleges in the country. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. Another aha moment was when we were able to get our doctors on board, Dr. Mm-hmm. Birdie and Dr. Brusati, that are right here at Ophthalmology Associates in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you kind of how that happened with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, go into it.
So I you know, my partners and I, Brian, Matt, myself, we're business guys. We know our products like the back of our hand, but we're not board certified doctors. We're never going to pretend to be doctors.
Right.
So if our mission as a company is health and wellness and promoting healthy practices while you're gaming, we needed to have an actual eye doctor, somebody that has the credentials on our team. So I knew about Dr. Birdie just being in media the last 7 years. I'd always hear his commercials. Mm-hmm. I'd see him on TV. I knew that he was one of the best eye doctors, yeah. not only in St. Louis, but in the world. Yeah. His credentials are off the charts. And I know Dr. Brusati as well, very, very good. But I went to go get a LASIK consultation last summer yeah. with Dr. Birdie. I went on his website, booked it, knowing damn well I'm not going in there for LASIK. Yeah, yeah. I do need LASIK, by the way. I do want to get that eventually. But I booked that appointment with him at his office because I knew if I could just get like 10 minutes with this guy while he's checking out my eyes, doing my eye exam, and I can kind of pick around and see if he's a believer in blue light and what his thoughts are, that's a pretty good starting point.
If you know Tecovas, you know that they make some of the best and most comfortable Western boots around. But what you might not know is that Tecovas has a store right here in St. Louis at Plaza Front Neck. Stop into their store and you'll find the finest handmade cowboy boots, jeans, belts, cowboy hats, and even apparel for both men and women. While you shop, enjoy complimentary drinks, boot shines, custom hat and boot branding, and more. Come visit the Tecovas store at Plaza Front Neck and let them help you find your new favorite pair of boots or your first pair of boots ever. Tecovas, don't go gently.
So he's in there, give me the eye exam, and I just really kind of, in typical Danny Define fashion, just kind of slide in there and, hey, what do you know about blue light glasses? What do you think? Is this something that you sell at the office, or are you a believer in it? He's like, oh yeah, I definitely think we need to study it more, but I certainly feel like as the data comes out, blue light is going to be a hot topic in the eye industry. So long story short, we had a brief discussion while he's checking out my eyes. The next day I run up a little care package with some glasses, my business card. Mm-hmm. He calls me immediately. He's like, hey, my receptionist just gave me this little care package. You didn't have to do that. You know, that was really kind. And I said, well, you know, I thought after a conversation, I just wanted to show you our products. How about we go get a bottle of wine, you know, next week? And he's, yeah, let's go do it. Mm-hmm. So we met him for dinner.
Ad salesman in you.
Yeah, exactly. So what started as just a routine eye exam, I knew yeah. that was just going to provide me a 10 or 15 minute window mm-hmm. where I can build that rapport with the doctor.
Right.
And we ended up taking him out to lunch or dinner, and he signed off on the contract, because not only did he believe in the products, but he believed in me and he believed in my two partners. And he right. really respected that we're entrepreneurs. We're starting from the ground up. Yeah. We truly care about the health and wellness and all those things that he cares about. Mm-hmm. So that was a really cool moment as well, getting him and Dr. Brusati on board.
Yeah. So what does that mean for you guys? Like that they provide, what do they provide for you guys as far as that partnership goes between them?
Yeah. So anytime you can put a board certified eye doctor on your website, we're the only blue light company that has actual ophthalmologists on staff. Mm-hmm. These other companies, some of our competitors, they're a business, you know, they have the marketing team, they have all this other stuff, the PR team, but we're the only ones that have professionals on staff that they help with R&D testing. They give us tips and suggestions about our products. Mm-hmm. when we're meeting with a lot of these college partners, if we have to talk to, let's say, the athletic director or somebody that's in charge of the university, mm-hmm. it's a lot more beneficial because, again, I can talk about it until I'm blue in the face.
Right.
But it's a lot more beneficial when you have a doctor with those kind of credentials on those calls mm-hmm. to really push the health and wellness and promoting safety when it comes to esports and gaming.
Exactly. So I want to talk about St. Louis. I mean, we are on the STL Bucket List show.
Yeah.
You guys started in St. Louis, but now you're working all across the nation. But one of the cool things I think we talked about off air is you went down to the Capitol and you got some legislation passed.
Yeah.
So tell us why you did that. Tell us, and then after that, just tell us like what the city of St. Louis means to you guys and why you're trying to build locally here.
Yeah, well, that's another thing that we've done where no other blue light company has done. We have passed legislation now at the state level. Mm-hmm. So I went down, I was working with a lobbyist in Jeff City, our state capital here, working with a lobbyist on a bill that would make October 10th Blue Light Awareness Day in the state of Missouri. Mm-hmm. So I actually went down to Jeff City back in February with Dr. Brusati and had to give a testimony in front of this hearing. It was, it was like Rafael Palmeiro talking about steroids in front of Congress, you know?
Yeah.
But it was... I like that stuff. I don't get freaked out really when it comes to clearly
you were public. Prepared.
I was prepared and I had my facts and I'm a firm believer in my company and my products. And so I knew that this thing had a really good shot of going the distance and getting approved. And after my testimony, after Dr. Brusati's testimony, we found out about a week later that it passed unanimously mm-hmm. at the Missouri State House. So now Missouri joins California as the only other state to recognize October 10th as Blue Light Awareness Day.
Okay.
However, we want to expand that obviously to the entire nation. Mm-hmm. But pretty exciting and very proud of our company's effort. Because if we're going to really be a health and wellness company and we're going to talk about, hey, our mission as a company is to protect people and to create awareness and education, we can't just talk the talk. We have to walk the walk. So showing that we've gone to the Capitol, that we've passed legislation,
right.
that we're literally changing the game when it comes to blue light and how people mm-hmm. view it and how people look into it as far as a legitimate health concern.
I think that's so interesting because you could have just had the drop shipping company,
which
you originally thought. It's like, oh, drop shipping. It's like the TikTok video. It's like, oh, this guy's drop shipping t-shirts and he's making millions of dollars or whatever. But like you guys are actually building a brand and a business.
Yeah.
You know, drop shipping is a business, but you're building a brand and a business. And that's what I think is so beautiful about entrepreneurship. The only reason you're going to keep going and keep waking up every day is if you actually feel passionate about what you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you've had sales jobs. I've had sales jobs. And when you're selling a product that you know isn't the best value for somebody,
mm-hmm.
it's easy to walk away or feel bad or, you know.
Oh, it's horrible. I hate that. I've been in positions before where I didn't believe in the concept of the product that I was selling.
Right.
And it just ends horribly because I'm a very authentic person. Mm-hmm. And if I don't believe in it, I can't look you in the eyes and sell you something that's not going to truly benefit you.
Exactly.
So that was an easy sell for me going up to the Capitol and stomping for legislation because mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer in it. And like you were saying, it'd be easy to just do drop shipping and making a nice little income from this, but it's so much bigger than selling products. You know, we want to educate people. We want to create that awareness. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, we feel like we have a great product that's going to be a solution for you.
Mm-hmm.
But first and foremost, it's about the mission. Mm-hmm. And not only is it health and wellness, but it's growing esports as well.
Right.
This is a new sport. This is really, since COVID, it's taken off with mm-hmm. Everybody had to be home and you know, esports, it really started blossoming after 2020. But I want to be, and I know my partners want to be like on the Mount Rushmore of esports one day. Like, hey, those guys that buy Blue Light, they helped grow the world of esports. Mm-hmm. And it's the credibility. It's, really having that health and safety measure. It's what we're trying to do is, in a few years, it's like wearing a helmet in football or wearing a helmet in baseball, where if you're going to game at a competitive level, at the college level,
right.
you have to have some form of eye protection. Mm-hmm. I don't really don't even care if it comes from my company. I mean, preferably I want all of the, all of the schools to come to buy Blue Light, but it's so much bigger than just selling our products.
Yeah. No, that's a good point because when you think of, a baseball helmet or even a basketball, it's a Wilson, it's a buy Blue Light, it's just something that you see at the sporting goods store that's just sitting there that people buy, or a baseball glove like Rawlings, everybody had a Rawlings glove. It's just that brand. And when a brand, they say when a brand becomes a a noun or a verb, something where like a Kleenex is not, yep. it's not actually, it's a Kleenex is called a Kleenex, but even if it's an off brand, you still call it a Kleenex.
Exactly.
And the same with like a lot of other brands. But that's like when you really become like, okay, it's they're by Blue Lights. The name's good. Mm-hmm. I always thought that it was like a bye, like NSYNC type thing.
Hey, I like NSYNC. You know, yeah. I grew up listening to the NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. But no, it was BYE by yeah. Blue Light. You're saying right. goodbye to Blue Light.
Exactly. Instead of like the people that's like BUY, yeah. where it's like buy, but do that too.
Well, I bought that domain as well. In case somebody misspells it and types right. in BUY Blue Light, it'll yeah. still redirect to our website.
Yeah.
But yeah, buy Blue Light. It just seemed like a perfect name. Our mission is in the company name. Mm-hmm. And another aha moment that I had, this was just over the weekend. So the last year, as you know, as a business owner, mm-hmm. it's all about branding. We didn't even really care much about the bottom line, even though we were profitable in our first year, which is a big accomplishment for a startup. It was more about the branding and getting our name out there. That's why we did the Penn State basketball arena. That's why we did all these esport conventions over the summer last year. But I was at the St. Louis City soccer game on Saturday night, which ended in a 0-0 tie, but yeah. electric atmosphere. Anyway, I was in, not to name drop here, but I was in a suite. All right. And I was talking to some guys. They were asking me what I do. And I started talking about buy Blue Light. And they were blown away by the concept. These were some guys over at Wells Fargo. And out of like left field, this kid, he was probably 20, 21 years old. He's like, wait, what'd you say the company is you're talking about? I said, buy Blue Light. He's like, oh, yeah, no, I've heard of them. Just completely random kid. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. And he's like, yeah, yeah. yeah. A couple of my friends have buy Blue Light glasses.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, why don't you have a pair? I didn't say that, but I was like.
But you're like, you need one. I got one in my bag.
Yeah, exactly. I know a guy. But that was really cool. That was the first time like a completely random person who was just mm-hmm. overhearing my conversation said, what's the name of that company? Oh, yeah. Buy Blue Light. Oh, yeah. I've heard of those guys.
Yeah. It's so special when like you can build something that's where the legacy brand comes into it. And it took us a long time to get there, like 5 years. But now STL Bucket List, if you ask somebody, they know about it. And I think that that's what I'm most proud about. Now, does revenue always come with that? No. But as you build a name brand, that's how you stay. That's why taking care of people is so big, giving a good product. And that's why like not cutting corners and all these things that I see that you guys are doing, you guys are taking pride in your product. You're selling a premium product. And even talking to Matt and having the passion behind it, because, you know, you can cut corners on these things, but like you guys are getting the customization done, the light. I mean, they feel good. Mm-hmm. They look good.
And they look good. Yeah. 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 So what you're wearing right now, that's actually Mississippi State. That's okay. one of our partners.
Okay.
They have the maroon with the little MSU on the outside.
Yeah, those are tough.
Yeah. It says Mississippi State Esports.
Yeah. MSU
on the inside.
Esports. I saw the Michigan State ones too.
Yeah. We have Michigan State
green. Boy. Oh yeah. That looks clean.
Yeah. I'm wearing Arizona, actually, Wildcats.
Okay, I like that too.
Yeah.
No, that's dope. So let's talk about St. Louis, though. I mean, you guys, you're on the STL Bucket List show. Mm-hmm. What does the city mean to you guys, and why are you choosing to build in St. Louis when you could build this company anywhere?
Yeah, well, we're all born and raised here. I'm a St. Louis guy through and through. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to support the city any way I can. And really, St. Louis is an emerging esport hub. I think because Maryville and their success, and you have a lot of good programs here, a lot of good high school programs. We just saw there's a new gaming venue out in Florissant that opened, Fusion 314.
Yep, I saw
So St. Louis is really, for whatever reason, it's like the esport hub right now. Mm-hmm. And what I believe and my partners believe, if we can really build up St. Louis as the esport hub of America, or at least of the Midwest, that is going to generate so much revenue towards the city. Mm-hmm. And listen, like it was a gut punch when the Rams left. I was just distraught, and I saw it coming, but it was still tough. That was my childhood team.
Yeah.
And St. Louis has, you know, we haven't had the best publicity over the last 5-10 years. We've definitely taken our lumps and bruises from a national spotlight. But the city has so many great things to offer as well. There's so much potential here. And I truly believe having an esports hub, really making St. Louis the place, it's going to bring in kids and colleges from all over the country to compete at maybe Maryville's arena or the Buy Blue Light arena one day when we have our big, you know, Buy Blue Light gaming arena that looks like the Enterprise Center, which right. that is the goal. It's really going to help generate a lot of revenue. And when you're talking about the younger audience too, it's going to drive a lot of new youthful people to the area because mm-hmm. They're going to associate St. Louis with, hey, that's the esport place, man. They have a great esports just yeah. environment there. Mm-hmm. I really believe that in 10 years, maybe 15 years, having a professional esport team or even just being an esport hub, that's going to be as important as having a professional baseball team. Mm-hmm. Like that is really going to put your city on the map. And we're already seeing that a lot of these YouTube championships that are streamed or Twitch streams, they're already getting more views than the Major League World Series. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's crazy to see the shift. Like baseball is such an old sport. And it's yeah. sad because we both played baseball and you yeah. know how special it is. But watching it on TV for 3 hours, you know, it's not as entertaining as no. some other things that you can watch. I mean, we're even seeing women's basketball doing numbers right now, which yeah. is amazing for women's sports. And esports the same way. I'm not personally into it, but I do love gaming. So mm-hmm. it's like I feel like I could get into it. And I've always thought about doing things like at these big events, like Ballpark Village hosted a big gaming thing. Mm-hmm. They did a Super Smash tournament.
Yeah. Last June or July, I believe.
And then 2 or 3 years ago, like during the 4th of July weekend, they had a big gaming tournament there. But even that, like that brought in all these colleges and it brings in tourism. People are staying in hotels.
Right.
People are spending money at local restaurants. Right. You know, that's what the city needs is we need more tourism. And I think that helps. But yeah, Buy Blue Light Arena. That'd be sick.
So what it's going to be, the Buy Blue Light Arena, which will look like Enterprise Center, and then we want to build Esport Village, similar to Ballpark Village, yeah. and every single bar or, yeah. or restaurant in Esport Village is going to be themed. So we're going to have like a GoldenEye bar, yeah. you know, you can yeah. get the Golden Gun as like a vodka shot.
Yeah, we're sports have bar that has like Madden and right. NBA 2K and right. all that. Yeah,
yeah. When that's another thing about NBA 2K, another kind of aha moment or something that was really cool for us. The Cleveland Cavaliers. So they have an esport team. Yeah. All these NBA teams, a lot of the soccer teams, even some of the football and baseball teams, they have esport teams that compete against each other during the offseason.
With their own teams.
With their own gamers. Yeah. Actually, yeah. St. Louis City, this was last November of 2022, I believe. St. Louis City SC, they recruited a guy, an esport player from Germany. To be their FIFA guy, where he competes against mm-hmm. the New York Red Bulls FIFA guy. And but the Cleveland Cavaliers actually approached us a few months ago looking to partner with their esport team. That was another really cool, aha moment or yeah. cool experience as well.
There's a lot, man, and it's just going to keep happening, but it's just keep doubling down and really, really the guys and the mindset that you guys have and that like you can't be stopped when you have three, all it takes is a couple people put their heads together and work every day at it to really become successful. So I'm super happy that you took the time to come on the show, but we got to talk about your STL bucket list though.
Yeah.
Your personal STL.
Oh,
bucket
my
list.
Is this a part of the show? Is
yeah,
this a
yeah,
segment?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, the STL bucket list is something special. It to us, it means highlighting the people and places that make St. Louis special. And the bucket list isn't stuff you want to do. Before you pass on or stuff. It's stuff that you love doing in St. Louis that you would add to your own personal list. So if somebody's coming in town, you're taking them out down, what restaurants are you going to? Mm. What sporting events, what parks, like what are some bucket list things to do in St. Louis for you?
Okay. Well, I'm pretty fortunate because a lot of my bucket list, I have a huge list, but I've been able to check off some really cool things. Yeah. Not just in St. Louis, but like yeah. earlier this year, I went to Norway. I saw the Northern Lights.
Yeah. So you're personal, like you're
yeah, I've been very fortunate. I've yeah. been able to travel a lot yeah. in my 31 years here on this planet. So I've done some things that have been really cool. But as far as St. Louis goes, when I lived in the Central West End, I was right across the street from Forest Park. Mm-hmm. So I just love to walk there, go get some fresh air, especially this time of the year in the spring. It's just right. birds chirping, mm-hmm. flowers are blooming, the Muni. So I'm like a theater guy. I've always been interested in acting and theater and stand-up. Mm-hmm. So the Muni would be a very cool spot to go. I love the St. Louis Zoo. Mm-hmm. We have one of the best zoos in the world here. So I enjoy that. As far as food, I'm not a picky eater, but I do love Italian food. Mm-hmm. So the Hill, yeah. I was just at Zia's a couple nights ago.
Love Zia's.
I love Favazza's. Mm-hmm. Milo's going on the patio. Yeah. You know, getting
that's a good patio drink. Getting buckets of beer.
Yeah, a little beer bucket. Yeah. So some good thin slice pizza. Mm-hmm. There's a really good wrap spot too in South City, Lona's Little Eats. Yeah. Have you ever been there?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. When I worked downtown, I used to work at Union Station years ago. Mm-hmm. I would go there pretty much every day for lunch and never got sick of it.
Well, it was super healthy, super light. But it had like the little veggie wraps and like some of the meatballs. But Lona's Little. What about a date night spot? I mean, you kind of mentioned Zia's and the Hill. Is that your date night spots? Or?
That's my date night spot. Or I like Napoli and Clayton. That's always good. Yeah. I'm a big sushi guy. So when Sub-Zero, RIP, when Sub-Zero was still around in Central West End, I love that place because it's, you know, the vodka bar. They had great sushi.
Yeah.
And even Streets of St. I know it's not St. Louis, but Streets of St. Charles, they have Napoli 3 there now. Right. They have
Chicken and Pickles.
They have some good. I haven't been to Chicken Pickle yet.
They got Narwhals over there.
Yeah, Narwhals.
Streets of St. Charles is popping. We were just over there.
Yeah.
I mean, they're growing a lot down there. I mean, St. Charles, they are. Cottleville, where you live. I mean, Frankie Martin's out there.
It was just there last night. It was good. And also, too, so since we're on the topic of just like entertainment, comedy clubs, you know, go to Westport, go to Funny Bone in St. Charles. Helium's a great comedy club. There's a lot of good local comedians that are just really funny here. And that's a good date night too.
Oh, you know, I love a comedy show.
Yeah.
We had Nikki Glaser on the show and then she invited us to her New Year's show, which was at the Stiefel. And seeing her, she's hilarious, but we love seeing small, like, anytime comedians come in town, they'll reach out to the Bucket List page, like wanting us to promote their show. And these are guys that are selling 10 tickets, 15 tickets. We're just in there with 15 people. They traveled from North Carolina to come here and they're really just trying to get they're traveling comedians, probably spending more money traveling than they are making from the show.
Mm-hmm.
But to see like some of these guys, and then some of them I start following on Instagram and they're blowing up because now it's this TikTok generation.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's doing the shorts and
dude,
it's a grind.
It is
comedy, but I love comedy. Like even Joe Rogan, all the guys that he has on his show, like comedians are just the best people to have on podcasts too.
Yeah,
it's just better. You know, you guys just talk better. You know, it just makes it a better listen.
Well, at the end of the day, too, and this kind of ties in whether it's being an entrepreneur or whether it's doing stand up comedy or whether it's doing radio. I have a new show now here in St. Louis. I've been plugging on my Instagram, my Twitter, but it's just stepping out of the comfort zone. You know, like I cannot be stagnant. I can't stand that. I can't, you know, the 9 to 5 working for somebody else, it's never really appealed to me. And I get it. That's a way to make a living. That's a means to an end. And a lot of people, that's great. That's where you want to be. And it's fine. But I've just always been just a very independent person. And I like to challenge myself. Now, whether I fall flat on my face or I succeed, you know, at a huge level, that's to be determined. But I just like the challenge. I like to break up the monotony of every day. When you choose that path, though, it's you have a lot on your shoulders. You know, you're responsible whether it goes great or whether it fails.
Right.
But that's something, again, whether it's starting a business, whether it's doing stand-up comedy, whether it's just...
Well, nobody's as critical about it as you are. And that's what people have to think about. Like I used to be so nervous to do a video on my phone talking to Instagram because I thought that everybody was judging me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably how you feel when you're doing comedy. But really, people are too scared to go do it. You're already ahead of those people just by going up there.
Yeah.
Even if you fail and completely fall on your face, nobody else is going to remember besides you anyways.
Right.
So
right.
It's like, that's what I always think about, even in entrepreneurship. And
you're your own worst enemy at times.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I like sit and think, and now that we have our phones and all the shit that we have, like that we just look at, like you get dismotivated because you see like, oh man, Danny and those guys are killing it. And then like, you feel like you're not killing it, but you feel the same about other people. So
right.
It's like, it's just so easy to look. And that's why I feel so bad about the younger generation. My wife's a high school teacher. Is they look at these kids on social media that act like they're having this amazing life, and it makes them depressed.
Yep.
And like, it's just terrible, dude.
Man, that's so interesting you mentioned that, because like I said, I started a new show that's on 10 o'clock at night on 101.9.
Yeah, I'm excited to tune in, man. Yeah, I'm trying to get on the show.
Yeah, well, you will be on the show. I'll return the favor, absolutely. But my first show was this past Sunday, and one of my topics was about social media and how it's just wreaking havoc on the younger generation, because we're old enough. What are you, 30?
28.
Okay. Yeah. So you're 28, I'm 31, but we're old enough to know reality from Instagram.
Exactly.
And when a lot of these kids, especially younger girls too, if they're 16, 17 years old and they're looking on Instagram and you see everybody's on vacation, everybody's eating the best meal, everybody just bought a new car, bought a new pair of Air Force Ones, like that'll weigh on you. Because you just think everybody's out here living their best life. But what you have to understand is people only post their highlights. People don't post their boring day-to-day stuff on Instagram or TikTok. But that's why there's a big mental health crisis going on in the country, especially with the younger generation, because you need to be able to differentiate Instagram versus reality. And it's...
Even with adults, though. I mean, you think like we have friends that they see us get married and then we have a kid and then they want that.
Yeah.
And or they get a house and you don't have a house. It's like, I think, but like, I think that, like you said, is like, we're not posting, like maybe we post three times a year and it's like, oh, got a house, got a car, went on vacation. And it looks like, oh, Danny's out here living his best. But like the other 362 days a year, you're grinding your face off in your computer or you're sad about a breakup or whatever happened. Like you never know.
Right.
It's so toxic, but it could be so beautiful at the same time. It connects us with so many people and brands and athletes, and you can connect with people on a personal level that you never would have in the past. Like you like a comedian, just text him, email him. He might hit you back, you know, or something like that.
It's we have all the tools necessary for whether you want to be an entrepreneur, an influencer, you know, stand-up comedian, whatever it may be. We have more resources now than ever before to accomplish that goal. However, that also means that there's so many distractions. You know, you have to pick your avenue and stick to it. Yeah. And I'm an ADHD guy. Like I'm always looking for the next challenge, looking for the next opportunity. Yeah. I sit down at my computer in the morning and the next thing you know, I've been on Twitter for a half an hour.
Right.
So the tools that we have right in our pocket, they could do amazing things. That's what they were built for originally. But unfortunately, a lot of the phones, tablets, all that stuff, it's been used as, it could be a time suck.
But if
you are doing those things, make sure you're protecting your eyes with blue light blocking glasses.
Buy blue light.
We can't avoid screens altogether. So if you're, you know.
I did read that on your website. You can't avoid screens altogether. But you should limit screen time. But when you are using screens, buy blue light. Go to their website. Danny, if you could drop us with some tags on how we can support you guys, where we can follow you, and then the website, and if people want to follow you personally as well.
So Luke, I do have a special promo for your audience.
Okay.
STL15 for 15% off your order. Mm-hmm. You can also go to our website at Buy Blue Light, BYE, like you're saying goodbye to blue light, buybluelight.com. And then you can also follow us on Instagram, Buy Blue Light LLC, which... somebody already had that. It's some like makeup company from 2018 who hasn't posted it.
That's
a whole legal battle right now. But Buy Blue Light LLC on Instagram, and then on X, Twitter, it's just at Buy Blue Light.
Okay.
BYE Blue Light.
Sounds good. Well, Danny, I appreciate you for coming on, my guy.
Absolutely, Luke.
Thank you, man. We'll see you guys next week.
Appreciate it.
Today, they rep St. Louis. Yeah. They rep St. Louis. They rep St. Louis.